You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, friend. I'm Daryl Daughtry. I'm the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. We keep things brief, and we feature audio articles centered around personal development and self-improvement. I'm also a multi-certified coach and a trainer of professional coaches all around the world. And these connections give me inside access to information and innovation that I pass along to you each and every week. In today's audio article, we're going to talk about getting great answers for your life by asking great questions. It's a no-brainer. The better your questions are, the better your answers will be. So, here's this week's audio article with an insightful look at this just for you. In order to get great answers for your life, doesn't it make sense that you first need to ask great questions? Have you ever considered that the reason you don't have the answers you're looking for has a lot to do with the wrong questions that you're asking yourself or others? Most people tend to ask themselves questions laced with self-pity, wanting to know why this or that happened or didn't happen to them, as if they're being singled out or picked on as an innocent victim. When they see things working out for others, they get upset or even jealous, instead of wanting to know what those other people did differently to enjoy different outcomes. Instead of searching for solutions, they resort to the tired old blame game. Inward-focused, self-analyzing questions will always produce the most meaningful and powerful answers. It's when we take full ownership of our options and our opportunities that the scope and quality of our questions change for the better. Solution-minded questions are powerful. Weak-minded questions, on the other hand, are powerfully destructive. When you ask a question of yourself, your brain goes to work to do what it's designed to do and loves to do, which is to find an answer. It's like throwing a ball or a stick for a dog to retrieve. Your brain actually enjoys being asked questions. Great questions have a way of instantly engaging your brain to think. And when your brain is thinking, you discover answers to life's many questions. Your brain contains an enormous amount of positive life-changing insights, lots of knowledge and answers, and great questions allow you to siphon it out so you can use it and benefit from it. Questions also control your focus. They instantly shift your thinking and emotions in any direction you choose. Let's say, for example, you ask yourself, "What is one thing I totally love about my life right now? And why do I love it?" So because you choose to find an answer to this question, you intentionally direct your thinking and emotions in a specific way. No matter what may have been on your mind previously and what you've been feeling before, your focus shifts in the direction of your uplifting question. Questions also give you clarity, which helps you eliminate fear. Asking and answering a great question about something is like adding a puzzle piece to a picture you want to see. The more pieces you discover through the questions you ask, the clearer the picture becomes. The more clarity you have, the less fear you have. Because your path is now clear. It makes sense, doesn't it? So let's look at some examples. Try asking productive questions that focus on your strengths, your resources, your solutions, not on questions that focus on what's lacking, what's a weakness, or what's a failure in your life. Instead of asking, "Why can't I get this right?" try asking, "How can I get this right?" Instead of asking, "What if this goes wrong?" ask yourself, "What if this turns out awesome?" Instead of asking, Why am I so unmotivated? Ask yourself, how can I take a small step forward? Also, try asking questions instead of making negative statements. Instead of saying, I can't believe this happened, ask yourself, why did this happen and what can I learn? Instead of saying, that probably won't work, ask yourself, how can I make this work? Instead of saying, they just don't understand me, ask yourself instead, how can I make this clearer to them? I've got one more helpful questioning technique to share with you right after this message.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again. We've been talking about getting great answers in life by asking great questions. So here's one more technique that can really help you. Try using when, then statements. That's W-H-E-N, when, and T-H-E-N, then. When, then statements to trigger yourself to ask great questions when certain things occur in your life. For example, when I need to make a great decision, then I will ask myself, what are my values in this area? When I start a new day, then I will ask myself, what are my priorities for today? And when I'm faced with a problem, then I will ask myself, what are my options towards a solution? Great answers begin with great questions. The more you teach yourself to focus on solution-based questions, the more great answers will bless your life. Thank you so much for listening. For more articles like this, visit us over at personalgrowthmagazine.com.